Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a weird one. A sister got a surreal call from her dead brother a week after his hospital asked her to take him off life support. This is all part of a tragic mix-up. Debbie Danielson, she's from Vancouver. Received the heartbreaking phone call during the middle of the night. And medics told her that Mike, 60 years old, was brain dead following a horrific choking accident. They then got her permission to pull the plug on the system that was keeping him alive.
Maybe that's why he was calling.
I heard what you did.
Yeah. So his death later announced in the newspaper with the solemn statement that read, Michael Beeler, 60 of Vancouver, died August the 9th, 2021. However, roughly a week later, she received a bizarre call from her brother, where he told her he was still alive. Debbie remembered replying, "You can't be alive. You're dead." The family investigation later revealed that a horrifying mix-up with patients meant Debbie, she basically permitted medics to end the life support for another man.
Yep. Oh. I mean, they pulled the plug on someone, just not her brother.
We made a life-ending decision for a person we did not know. They said the case of mistaken identity had begun when his roommate, David, had choked on a piece of steak while eating dinner at his home. He then phoned 911. Emergency teams responded, where they found a man not breathing and unconscious. He was then transported to a hospital, where medics treated him later and allegedly began using the wrong name for him.
Oh, no.
And he remembered this. So they checked my ID. That was about it. We ran around like chickens with our heads cut off. It's a pretty messed up situation. Somebody messed up. So later when the family allegedly asked to double check the body and to identify at the funeral, they were told it wasn't necessary. Mike's brother-in-law, Gary, said, we went to the funeral director. I was like, do we need to identify him? Nah, he said, we'll just take it from here. The truth was only revealed days later when Mike made the stunning call to his sister. And the incident comes after a similar case was reported in California, New York, Illinois, and Indiana.
So this happens more than any of us would probably think that it
does. In one instance, a sister was told that a severe disfigured man in a hospital was her brother, only later to find out it was a complete stranger. Rosie Brooks from Chicago and her family allegedly told doctors multiple times they did not believe the man was their brother, Alfonso Bennett. However, they also agreed to end life support following a request from the hospital. It was only when the actual family was arranging his funeral that he stunningly returned home.
Oh, no. Man, that is heavy.
Jesus Christ. What is the craziest phone call you've ever had to make or receive? 206-803-ROCK.
This is one from the text. It says, years ago, I got a call from a very upset lady who was pregnant and told me it happened during a wild weekend out of town. It turns out an employee of mine used my business card so that he would not be known. And yes, I led her to him, and as far as I know, they're still married, but I did fire him.
Oh,
Jesus.
And then there's this one. It says, I had to call 911 because my girlfriend gave birth to my child two Thursdays ago on the living room floor. They didn't get there in time. I had to deliver my own child.
Dude, my buddy Jesse had to do that.
Really? Was he prepared at all?
They were going to use a doula.
Okay.
Right? So they had done it with their first kid. Same lady or whatever, but they live up, kind of out in the sticks or whatever. So they're sitting there one night and she's like, oh man, I think I'm having labor. And then it's like my water broke. The doula doesn't get there in time. I mean, he was like, do you know what you were doing? He's like, kind of from watching it the first time. But thankfully, the baby wasn't turned around. There was nothing around the baby's neck.
That's the difference,
so,
right?
So it was, he did it. But kind of like that guy. I don't know many people that could say they delivered their own kid.
And you don't want to. I mean, I feel like, if I had to, I could deliver a baby. I think we've all watched enough TV shows that have a general gist if I was going to go. And inevitably, my point of view, push, right?
Right.
All I got to do is basically play the catch.
I'll catch.
I got to keep you calm and all that, and I'll try to get sterilized rags, all this stuff. But really, there's not much you can do. And even when you're at the doctor's or when you're at the hospital delivering the kid, they're not really doing much. The guy that hooks up the epidural, he's the hero. After that, there's nothing that's happening that you could not do yourself, unless, like you said, like my daughter, when she was born, she had a cord around her neck. Like, in that case, I'm like, I have horrible news for you, because I don't know how to finagle that. The doctor figured that out. My son, I could have delivered him. My God, just put a basketball net under him, man, because that kid is climbing out, right? So if it's not a complicated birth process, I think most of us could probably get through it. Because we're not...
Well, really, we have since the beginning of time.
And we're not doing anything. And like I said, even when you're at the hospital, they don't do anything. I mean, they walk in, and look, there's only so much they can do. But like, the wife's going to deliver the baby, the nurse is going to tell her to push, and the doctor's going to get paid. But no one really does. They'll check her blood pressure and all this. And but like I said, if nothing's wrong, it's like, boy, this costs a lot of money for something basically I could have done myself. Because like I said, I don't have to do anything. Push, baby! Because that's all the nurse said, right? Keep pushing.
Do you think you could have done it if you hadn't seen it in person once?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize it, but it's fairly self-explanatory at the moment, right? Because once you see the top of the baby's head, it's like, it is go time, right? It's not going to go back in. Like, it is on its way out.
Well, so
complications. I mean, of course, you're going to tell her to push. She's going to scream. She's going to be exhausted. It's all the stuff. But I mean, even just watching the nurses, I'm like, well, hell, I could have done that, man. Hell, I basically assisted, quote-unquote, with the second kid because we're waiting on that doctor, but as my son is making it real clear that he is entering this world, the nurse called me into action, and I just did what she did, which is like, you hold this knee, I hold the other one, right, so she can keep her legs open, and then tell her to push, and then potentially have my hand crushed under the sheer weight of the adrenaline rush of a pregnant woman. Right? It's like I'm holding her hand. And
yeah.
I can... It's, add some strength, I can't say, man, but I'm just like, baby.
Jesus. Like, I know. Yeah.
Ease up a little bit. I know you're in pain. God damn it, I didn't do anything, man. She wasn't letting go.
Everybody's screaming. Yeah. Well, why are you screaming? She's hurt my hand.
There's all kinds of stuff coming out of there. You're not sure what it is.
Yeah, but if it's not the baby, I'm
not yet. No, it's just all kinds of things.
What was that?
Where did that come from?
Ooh.
Man, that smells.
I do remember. So
we have my buddy and then this guy, but they're both second children.
I think the second one's different, man.
But that's what I'm saying. So I have never seen a birth a person. Like,
it's unique.
Right, but I feel like you'd have a better understanding. Like, I don't know, if some woman just shows up and she's like, I'm about to give birth, it's my first one, I'd be like, I don't know.
I'm telling you, man.
The scissors are on Miles' desk.
You figured it out. Well, that's after the fact. Yeah, get the scissors, do something. I do remember my wife saying to the nurse for the second kid, she's like, look, with the epidural, like, I almost don't know how to push because I can't feel anything. So the nurse, and I thought this was a great line from her, she said, all right, but your muscles remember how to do things. Act like you're trying to poop. Like those same muscles, those are the ones that you're using here. My wife's like, got it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All I said was, baby, you're really good at following directions. Then the nurse said, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the nurse did, man. Well, she pooped. She literally said the same muscles you use.
Yes.
Use those muscles. My wife's like,
that's what she did.
Got it. So now you're down there looking, and I'm like, you follow directions well, baby. And then, I just wanted to let her know.
What is the craziest phone call you've either had to make or receive? 206-803-ROCK.
It was an unexpected treat,
that,
man.
That just has to be a smell.
Just, it's everything, man.
Right?
I mean, the visual.
Just fluids that are never outside the body. Now they are.
I did not need to see that.
Yeah, there's other stuff coming out of there.
And whatever, and you can hear, hey, you didn't have to put in the work. Look, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, you didn't have to see that. That was an unexpected surprise there. Hello, Davey J. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and hoes.
Liquor and whores.
What was the crazy phone call?
Oh, this was terrible. This was about 15 years ago. My ex was gone. She was at the regional Burning Man up here in Washington. Her mother called me and had some terrible news. Her cousin had attempted to hang, or he did hang himself. And his girlfriend found him in the garage. And they were able to take him to the hospital where he was put into a cryogenic coma. And I was to keep this a secret from her and to arrive 3 days later and to keep her phone from her, which did not work out. She found the phone. She got the call and her cousin unfortunately passed away.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
Why would they want you to keep, like,
right? You can't do that with somebody's phone. No, sorry. Man. I mean, you need your phone.
Right.
3 days. No phone. Like, dude, if I have my phone for one day, I'm just going to assume I lost it and go to Verizon.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, you've replaced it.
I need this thing for everything. You know?
You do.
I mean, sad but true.
I mean, the only thing I could fathom is maybe she was somewhere the phone didn't work.
Maybe.
She's at a festival.
That's possible.
I mean, look, like, well, I don't.
She said Burning Man, right?
So, he said a regional one.
Oh,
sometimes those are up in the mountains and stuff. I mean, I think nowadays it's a little better, but I mean, the first year I went to Burning Man, I mean, you couldn't use your phone at all. And by like day 6 or 7, you start worrying. Like, I did at least.
Am I missing something?
Cheat, right? Because I was like, I'm going to feel awful if I get back at something tragic.
Of course, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.